enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
I'm addicted to banging. I didn't have any today. I can't do the show. Can we please send Chloe, intern Chloe, out to get some? I know that's not what her job is, but I need some.
I need some too. I'm down. I love Bang so much. It's the unofficial sponsor of the show. We're trying to wean off of it, but we can't. We can't quit you, Bang.
I wish I could quit you.
And you know, Joe, it does make you so happy. I like when you have your Bang in the morning.
Well, I do too.
I'm telling you right now, today's show will not be a happy one unless I get what I want.
Well, Chloe Money, are you willing to get banged maybe
Chloe
later?
Chloe Money?
Sure.
Just to be clear, because you missed something awkward to say. I'm not trying to bang Chloe. I'm asking Chloe to grab a bang.
Chloe Money is the new nickname I gave Chloe.
I like Chloe Money.
Chloe Money, how much money do you have?
We're not making her pay for it.
Well, you can't be Chloe Money if you ain't got the dollars.
Oh, my gosh. You cannot do that. When I was an intern and I would go on coffee runs, Starbucks runs, not only would they give me a card to pay for theirs, they would say, get whatever you want,
of
too.
Of course. Right. Well, it's the same thing.
Chloe Money, I bought you guys
coffee and stuff. I do that.
I got $100 right here. Would you like $100?
You have $100? Oh,
would you like $100? Okay, hold on.
I can get you some.
Would you like $100, Pork Chop?
I mean,
who
sure.
should I give the $100 to?
Give it to me! I'd like $100! I'm just kidding, Chloe.
McKenzie.
I would just like a bang. I would just
McKenzie,
like a bang out of that $100.
Who
it.
Should I give this $100 to?
I will say we did just get paid today, and mine is all going straight to rent.
I
like
will say.
Paycheck.
All of ours is all
I'm
going.
I'm actually going $5.
Raise your hand
short.
If you want it, and I'll pick. I'll give it to the person.
Well,
raise
Chloe
your hand.
Is in college, so she might be a struggling college student.
Yeah.
I was pretty broke when I was in college.
Right, I'm also very broke.
So I'm going to give this to Chloe?
Give it to Chloe.
Pork Chop, you sure you don't want it?
How much are bangs? I just want like $3 out of that for a bang.
I just don't want to be humiliated when I find out it's fake. So yeah, sure, give it to Chloe.
Go ahead, give it to her. All right, there you go, intern Chloe. Go get us some bangs, okay?
Are you seriously giving her $100?
She's
going
to bring the change. Duh.
I've given money to people before. When you have something, it's nice to give.
Yeah.
If you don't, you don't. You do what you can.
If you let Chloe keep this $100, it's going to come back to you tenfold, I swear. It's like the rule of the universe.
I'm so confused a little bit, too. Like, one, Joe, if this is real, wow, have you turned a corner? Did you have therapy yesterday or something?
No,
because
Joe
is the cheapest guy. I have known him the longest in this room. He is the cheapest guy I've ever met in my life. And two, Porkchop has been like almost in tears, like, I don't know how I'm going to make rent. I've got to.
Well, I just offered it. Chloe, can you give it to Porkchop?
No, this is awkward now.
Wait, but is Porkchop going to go and get banged?
No, Chloe, I'll have to go, but you'll have to.
Did you inspect this, Chloe? It's got Chinese characters all over it. I told you I don't want to be humiliated when I find out it's fake.
Oh, now Chloe's holding it up to the light.
Chloe's examining.
She doesn't know. Chloe? She's not from here. Right?
This wouldn't be weird, hundreds, but coming from Joe, it's
exactly.
bizarre.
It's got
exactly.
Chinese.
Hey, I worked in retail. I know
okay,
what you're supposed
okay,
to
okay,
look
okay,
for.
Okay, okay, cool. Because
I
have no
I'm
idea.
I'm not 100% sure.
That's why I call it Chloe Money.
Wait, you're telling us straight. Hold on. I know you're telling me that's not a $100 bill.
Like, let me take a look at it.
Chinese characters engraved in
Chinese
it. It's not like it was
characters.
Stamped on.
Chinese characters. I know because I had Chinese food for dinner last night.
Huh?
So
there's only one way to find out. Chloe Money, You've got to take a trip to a convenience store to pick up some bangs and just try
Wait,
to use
where
it.
Can she get bangs, though? Because they do not have them at CVS Kroger. Or Walgreens. By the way, someone just DM'd me, what is a bang? A bang is an energy drink that we're all obsessed with.
And here's the thing. It's zero calorie. It's like zero sugar. It's used with amino acids. And amino acids is like healthy for you. That's like a natural caffeine.
Now, some people debate. I know. This stuff is good. It does have creatine in it. You do have to be careful. We're not everything in moderation. We just all really want one really bad this morning.
Right. It's Thursday morning. Yes! Come on. We got to it's Thirsty Thursday. Yes! We're thirsty for some bangs.
Well, I like the blueberry one.
Yeah, blue razz is good. So why don't we send Chloe out there and hopefully that should work. So.
Okay.
Okay. This is amazing. Are you down?
Sure. I can go get some bangs.
Does anybody know, just to cover Chloe, because I don't have money to actually get her out of jail. If she did have a counterfeit $100 bill and tried to pass it.
Oh, my gosh.
833-563-2539. Would there be any legal ramifications or just oh, my bad? You think
it might be covered under parody law. You can just say you're kidding.
No, you act dumb. You play dumb. I got this Perfect. From so-and-so. I thought this was real. I'm so sorry.
I'm not from here. Okay. I don't
I'm
know.
Just an intern.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm just looking for a bang. That.
Wait, Chloe, have you ever had a bang before?
I haven't, no.
Joe says, treat yourself. And Allie here is listening to the show. She's like, thanks for explaining it. How do you spell it? Bang. It's just B-A-N-G.
We really don't get paid. We should, because honestly, we're giving thousands of dollars.
I know, we don't get paid. We're going to send this break to Bang.
And just to throw it out there, to make sure, I got that. Somebody gave me, I gave them a 20 and they gave me 100. So it should be legit.
Right.
So, anyways, sure. Briefly, because we don't have a lot of time here since we just made Chloe $100 richer, I think. How was your day yesterday, Mackenzie? What'd you do?
It was absolutely amazing. I went to work out at Eat the Frog Fitness, and then I got some food, and then I picked up Lucy from school, and we had so much fun. We did a tandem bike. Oh, yeah, I punched a lady in the tauntaun accident at Eat the Frog when I was my instructor.
How do you punch somebody in the boob?
I was like, go, 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 and she didn't know she was behind me, and whack! I felt really bad, and she said that's the most action, though, she's gotten in 2 months. So she liked it.
Well, what's her name? I can come on out there and work out.
And then I did a bike ride with Lulu. We did a tandem bike ride. Hilarious on the Monon. It was awesome.
Liv, how was your day?
It was good. I actually hit a PR personal record in my cycle bar class. I was so happy. I literally almost cried.
Nice. And Pork Chop, what about you?
Maybe I'll let you explain, but you and I played disc golf at a new course yesterday.
Pork Chop would not go to an old place and say, we got to try something new. We got to branch out.
Because it's my best chance of beating you.
Yeah, well, it didn't. You did terrible. We both did terrible, but I still smoked you. Point being, it's not that. I'm still undefeated. We went to an area that I think even people that live in shady areas be like, this is kind of shady.
Yeah.
Where was it?
There were baby diapers filled with poo on the course.
Oh,
there was
broken needles, broken alcoholic bottles, beer bottles.
Yeah, well, we had to. Half the holes weren't there. I think somebody took them, so that's cool.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wait, we're getting legal advice. Someone is writing in about if she has a counterfeit.
The money is not illegal. Don't have her attempt to pass it.
Well, Mackenzie, I need a bang, so I think we have to send Chloe out
somehow.
Okay,
we're just going to go for it, shoot for the stars, and see what happens.
Good luck,
Chloe.
That's
my new philosophy in life. Just
Good
do
luck.
It and see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting paid for this job, so it's cool. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Whoa, major allegations against Matt Lauer. Plus, Lil' Kim is taking on PETA.
Would you be okay if we did send this audio to Bang, and we're like, hey, what's coming up in the bang? We could just call it the bang.
Yes!
Oh, see? Bang, you need to sponsor this. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Brent Parks was in the driver's seat when Molly, a 7th-month Labrador retriever, was spooked by a passing train. Then she jumped on the truck's center console and accidentally set off the loaded pistol, hitting passenger Tina Springer in her leg.
What happened?
Well, a gun went off.
She shot herself?
No, she didn't do it herself.
Who shot her?
Well, it just went off. Well, I had a dog in here, and he stepped on the gun. But the dog stepped on it, and it went off.
The dog shot her?
Yeah, she's bleeding pretty bad.
I don't feel good. I don't feel good. I gotta lay down.
Is she gonna have
to lay down? Oh.
come off of it. You're tougher than that, I know.
Oh, damn it.
I'm trying to find something to wrap around her leg.
Okay, do you have a clean, dry cloth?
I can take my belt off maybe and wrap around the head of it.
Okay, do that.
I love those 911 calls. She's okay, that's why I'm saying it, but it's like, come on, you're tougher than that. It's like,
come on.
The dog just shot me,
come
idiot.
Come on, you're tougher than that. He reminded me of Sam Elliott. Like,
no
that
kidding.
Voice a little bit. Wow.
So there's something there. Hey, what are the top things that give us anxiety? You seem cool and collected, but Mackenzie, there's got to be something that rattles you or at least kind of gets into your brain. What's the number one thing in your life that gives you anxiety?
Finances.
Okay, that's on the list. Live the web, girl. You might be anxious. I don't know. What's the top thing, number one thing that gives you anxiety?
Joe.
Yeah, probably Joe. You.
All right, we will classify that as the number one answer, and that is work. No, a thing came out, and it says work was number one. 47% of people said it's one of the top things that give them anxiety. Two was social gatherings, followed by money, health issues, and conflicts with others. And then they like meeting new people, politics, your significant other, and public speaking, and big crowds.
Well, definitely the Sunday scaries are something real. Like when you've had the weekend, and then you're like, don't want to go back into the work week, and you're like,
I have one of the worst cases of Sunday scaries I've ever seen in my life.
I love what I do for a living. I don't love the pressure I feel to fill in 20 breaks of things to do every day. Like, if all the content was already picked out and I just had to talk, oh, God, life would be so easy.
That's what actually people think you do. You just show up and you're like, blah, 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 blah.
Well, yeah, the big shows, probably, yeah, they just walk in, they have 1,000 people doing the show for them, they just have to talk. But when you got to think about, like, will people be interested in this? Like, right now, you're probably like, this is boring. You're boring me. I'm like, oh, okay.
You're boring. Dance, clown, dance.
All right, next.
Entertain me.
But that is right there. The number one thing is work. So if you got that, you're not alone. And your final story today here, Joe's Need to Know News. A woman in Stafford, Virginia, was getting her son out of her car when she dropped her iPhone down a storm drain outside of a Chick-fil-A. We know what's going to happen now, right?
No, that could happen to any of us.
We know what's going to happen now,
she
though.
She digs in there, right?
There's going to be a hero. Oh, no. The customer doesn't have to do anything at Chick-fil-A. You just have to show up. Flustered, the woman went inside the restaurant to pick up. She had a mobile order. One of the workers heard what happened after attempting to contact city workers to help and try to retrieve the phone. He took matters into his own hands. The worker removed the cover of the manhole and tried using kind of like a grab stick to reach the phone. When that didn't work, he told the woman, quote, "It's a manhole for a reason. I'm going down."
Whoa, baby.
Yeah, he climbed down the hole, grabbed the phone. Miraculously, the phone wasn't even broken or wet. They just got lucky it was a dry day.
I'm impressed.
The woman says the worker is her hero. Not only did he get her phone out of the storm drain, he refunded her more mobile order so she didn't have to pay for a meal.
I love Chick-fil-A does rock.
I'm about to go to Chick-fil-A and drop like 100 cell phones down a drain.
Yeah, give me your phone. Give me your phone.
Yeah. Amazing.
I need your phone.
I thought you were going to say 100 bones, and I have $100 in my hand that's fake from Joe that he was giving our intern, and we're like, wow, Joe, that's so cool of you.
Honestly, like money. If I ordered Chick-fil-A every day for lunch, I could probably spend $100. I order so much Chick-fil-A.
Like, what do you get?
I get like the number one combo, then I also like to get a spicy chicken sandwich. That mac and cheese, the side is so good. I mean, you can spend $10 to $15 per meal, so maybe not $100, but I could spend $50 no problem in 5 days.
They used to have really good frosted lemonades, too.
Oh, those are so good. Did you put the alcohol in them?
Ooh. Now you're speaking my language.
And tonight, come on, Stros. The Rays take on the Astros game 5 of the American League Division Series. The winners will play the New York Yankees.
I'm not worried about this game. I'm just not. They've got it in the bag, baby.
We'll find out.
Go, Stros!
On Friday when Live the Web Girl does Live Sports Minute. We do that around 6:36, 5:36 Central. That is Joe's Need to Know News. All right. We're throwing it back next with the song of the day. They're all Throwback Thursday options.
Song of the day.
It's like you had your energy drink, but you haven't yet.
I'm faking it. I am honestly dragging. That's right. When are we going to send Chloe out with my $100 bill?
I'm just teaching her things because she's an intern. So,
well, let's teach her the most important thing. Get Joe and Mackenzie bang bangs.
We really want some bangs. Let's send her out maybe 20, 15 minutes. How long can you wait? I don't know.
I've been waiting an hour. Kind of at my last leg. I don't even know if I can do Song of the Day.
I'm actually excited about this because producer Porkchop's like, dang, girl, that's actually a good choice. Shockingly.
That's been weeks.
Yeah, I know.
All right, well, you need to wait your turn because I would like to go first. The category today, it being a Thursday, it's a throwback Thursday. So any throwback song of any genre is up for grabs and is fair game. I went with a song which, I'll tell you right now, still a bop, still bump it when it comes on. And it's by an artist you might have heard of, R. Kelly. And it's called the...
Wait, what was that?
Yeah, who is
who
it
Who is
by?
That?
I'm sorry, who is it by?
R. Kelly.
Wait, what artist?
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I've seen a documentary on him recently.
Why is there not like a record scratch?
What do you mean? His name's just R. Kelly. Anyways, the song.
So that's who we support on this show.
I support good music. I don't support doing tinkly winklies, okay? Anyways, the song that you probably are going to vote for today because it's an awesome throwback.
If
even
you
the guys...
support R. Kelly.
Yeah.
You know what? Seriously, don't even start with some of the things you guys have put out there. Anyways, the choice is Ignition. Remix
to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing. Zipping on coke and rum, I'm like, so what, I'm drunk.
So are the girls.
It's the freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have me some fun.
Listen, can we substitute a new rule in here that we don't poo-poo the other person? Porkchop did this the other day to cost me a win, and now you're trying to do it. You, and I appreciate that you like my song choice so much you feel like you have to make it invalid.
You
but
can.
That's really, really pathetic.
You can poo-poo the other person. That's part of the song of the day. But what I don't like is talking over the hook of the song.
All right, well, then let me play it again.
Remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen.
I'm kidding. People know it's a good song. All right, your next...
He's just a monster, but it's okay.
No, I want to bang. I want to bang. Not a monster.
No, not you.
Live the web, girl.
R. Kelly, your artist is a
Stop
monster.
Stop it. You know, Mackenzie. I'm a nice person.
Yeah, you wouldn't have song. Slaves. Go on.
All right.
Alleged.
Live the web, girl. I do believe it's my turn, and I am doing a song that is about, you know, being strong, fighting back, fighting against monsters, maybe like R. Kelly. And that is the song Fighter by Christina Aguilera.
I'm going to get diarrhea today.
Makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, makes me wider, maybe learn a little bit faster, maybe my skin a little bit thicker.
Maybe it would be good.
How does that not pump you up,
maybe
baby?
It would be good to hear from her because it's been a couple of years. She's kind of fallen off the face of the planet. Interesting choice, Live the Web Girl. Let's see. Who else do we have here? Oh, Mackenzie, what's your Throwback Thursday selection?
Well, I wanted to kick it to a song we all know, we all love. It's going to get you going. A little Eminem, Real Slim Shady.
But if you feel like I feel, I got the antidote. When you wave your pantyhose, sing the chorus and it goes. I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear that one.
Oh, I love it. Mackenzie going with the guaranteed winner, an Eminem song. Nice. I like it.
Not a guarantee at all.
All right. And producer Porkchop, what song are you throwing it back with?
Definitely not a guarantee, Mackenzie, but a good song. I will say
Thank
last
you,
week.
Chops.
You're welcome. Last week, I chose a song that got the blood pumping through your veins. So last week, I picked Cascada every time we touch.
Cascade. Yes.
But today, I'm picking a very similar song that's going to do the same thing. It's going to get your energy flowing, the blood going, and you're going to have the best day ever if you pick DJ Sammy Heaven.
DJ Salami, all right, cool.
This song reminds me, remember, of the song that they used to play on 9/11, the Heaven with the little girl. Oh, breaks my heart.
This song reminds me of a rave. I think we should get some glow sticks.
All right, Woo! A reminder of the song.
Yeah, so a vote for this song is in honor of...
No,
is a vote
no.
for 9/11?
Yeah. No,
in honor...
Which is a vote for the terrorists.
No, of the people
This
that,
has gone wrong.
The survivors.
Hey, blame it on you guys trying to poo-poo all I'm doing.
And the firefighters.
Poor job.
Please. Nobody wants to be honored by DJ Sammy. I'd rather.
But they did. The song was remixed for 9/11. She's right.
So you pick the song you want to hear. You can text 52140, text the word song, and you can vote for that song.
When did the show get so out of hand that Liv had to direct it?
Yes.
Does anybody know what happened that she has to direct things?
What is happening today?
All right. We will get a winner next, and we'll see whose song will get played as a Throwback Thursday winner. That song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. It's Joe McKenzie. Song of the day. The voting has now ended. Calculations are now coming in. I'd like to remind you what songs you could have voted for if you're just tuning in late. Yeah, we do Song of the Day around 6:55, 5:55, and then we end up playing that winning song. Today's category is a Thursday. It's always Throwback Thursday. And here were your options. Myself, Joe, I went with R. Kelly, Ignition Remix.
Remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen.
Very good choice, if I would say so myself. Mackenzie, we'll find out what yours is in a second, but let's go to Liv, who had Christina Aguilera, Fighter. Okay, I'm trying to make you wait, trying to tease you. What was Mackenzie's song?
Ooh, mine was Eminem, Real Slim Shady.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you want the Slim Shadys are just imitating.
And producer Porkchop, what would he bring on a Throwback Thursday? Would he have another Cascade song? No, but close. He went with DJ Sammy, Heaven. I pray to sweet baby Jesus above that I don't have to hear that song.
I don't understand. It gets your blood pumping.
It gets my blood boiling, not pumping. Man. Does anybody else really want to hear DJ Sammy?
I would not want to go to a club with you, Joe.
I would not go to a club with you. So we're good. I'll go to a bar with you. No, I said I'll go to a bar. I'm not going clubbing with Pork Chops.
Honestly, I would love to go clubbing with Chops. It would be so much fun. We could dance all night.
You two girls have fun.
The real thing here is that mine and Mackenzie's songs are the only ones that could have a shot.
You think that?
I agree.
What do you mean that?
I think they're the best.
Well,
they're the best. And also, if anyone has voted for Ignition by R. Kelly, how dare you support?
You know what? You need to let it go when it comes to Song of the Day.
Coming in last place for like the fourth time this week.
Ooh.
With 13% of the vote.
Please be Pork Chop.
Producer Pork Chop.
Yeah! You got all high and mighty off Cascade winning one time. And
it was weird. Cascade's people called actually our boss, and they were like, have you been... We got abnormal amounts of plays.
We've sold seven songs.
They got three plays last week.
Coming in third place with 19% of the vote.
Ooh, that's hardly any.
Live the Web Girl.
Oh!
Fighter by Christina Aguilera.
Second place with 27% of the vote. First place had 39% of the vote, so 12% separation. Second place with 27% of the vote is Joe Pesh.
Oh, come on!
Mackenzie with the big win this week!
Look up in the sky if you see pigs flying. Never happens.
Two weeks in a row! Whoa. I mean, 2 days in a row.
Thank you!
May I have your attention, please?
Yes, you may.
May I have your attention, please?
Mackenzie! I just saw a pig fly.
I know, right?
She is your big winner today for
Song of the Day. Thank you so much for voting for some Eminem.
I think it's the last Eminem song we can ever play because are there any more? Every time Eminem's on here, he wins.
Winner, winner. I can't believe that hadn't been chosen. I was lucky.
I can't believe that R. Kelly came in second behind Liv and Pork Chop today. Goes to show, it doesn't matter what you do. As long as you make good music, people don't care.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. The voting said otherwise, but check this out.
Okay.
Ew, I can't believe it. He's touching his phone. Ew. Dude, did you wash your hands?
Yeah.
Pork Chop just went like in the dumpster.
He totally went in the garbage can.
And now he's on his phone.
For good reason, though, bless his heart.
Okay. Why did you dig through the trash? Like, what did you have to go dig through and try to find? 833-563-2539. Pork Chop, I want you to explain why you have your dirty hands everywhere.
I just find it extremely disrespectful that someone threw away Mackenzie's scrap paper.
That is so sweet. I mean, it's my fault. I shouldn't have just etched something on a paper. I should have put it, obviously, on the laptop in our document. But thank you for looking for me. Pork Chop is such a gentleman.
Well, he was kind of pressured by Joe. Joe was like, hey, go in the trash. Go look
happen.
Well, yes,
he actually
as the producer
it.
Of the show, he's got to be resourceful and do things like that. And he has to make it. He has to make it work.
The information on the paper was very important.
See,
so.
It was her contract.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Whoops. So, all right. See you guys later. It's so void now.
I had to go get it, and when I was digging in there. There were some, like, peanut shells. Like, you know, someone, like, they eat the peanuts, they crack it open with their mouth and then spit
like
it out.
Wait, like, pistachios so or peanuts at, like, a baseball game?
Well, either one, don't you spit them out?
Well, you don't put them in your mouth. You use your hand to tear them up.
Oh, well.
Who actually does that? Who actually would do a peanut in their mouth, like.
I do that.
You crack open a peanut at a baseball game by putting the shell in your mouth.
Like the whole thing?
You use your fingers.
I guess I don't. But
you might put it up to your lips.
A sunflower seed
I
do it in my mouth.
Sometimes I lick it because it's salty.
Yeah.
Save that audio, please. Thank you.
No, but you know when you're cracking open a peanut, like the big ones at the ballpark.
Have you ever, Mackenzie, I got to imagine as a mom you had to do something, or just as a person in general, have you ever had to go dig through the dumpster?
Oh, all the time. I think the last time I actually dug through the dumpster, this would have been forever ago, but like when your relative sends you checks and stuff for your birthday, I accidentally put them all in one birthday card, which was a mistake, and I threw away like hundreds of dollars, and I went in the trash and I found them, but it was like there was dinner on top of it. Oh. I mean, it was nasty. Hashtag worth it, though.
Get that money.
Because it was money.
When I was in college, I accidentally threw away my iPhone in the university cafeteria.
No!
The giant, giant cafeteria.
How do you throw away your phone?
Because I was talking to, at the time, the love of my life, and I was so nervous and so flustered. Aww. And I had soy sauce running all down my hands because I had sushi. And I threw it away. And so then I had to run back once I realized, and I'm not joking, me and one of the cafeteria ladies were digging through the whole university cafeteria's garbage.
Did you find it?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
but and I dug through three bags.
Did you have her call you or whoever was helping you?
That would have been smart.
Well, yeah, we tried calling all of that, and it was in where they put it in the fire day.
The incinerator.
Yeah, it was that day, and so they're like, we already took a load down. Like these load up really quick.
I actually just threw away my apartment key, my spare, in the huge dumpster.
Oh my gosh, that happened to me before too.
And I went in there. And I did a U-turn. It smelled like rot. It was like the big dumpster for the whole place, and there's lots of restaurants and stuff. And I did a U-turn. I'm like, not worth it.
Wait, were you like halfway in?
There's like a little area. You open a gate to go in there. And it smelled like rotten eggs. And I did a U-turn. I'm like, I'll make another key.
One time, I threw away my car key and my apartment key. I had my keys in my hand, same hand that I had my garbage bag. And I just tossed my garbage bag into the dumpster with my key. And I was on my way to work and I had no idea what to do, so I found a stick and I literally like looking into the dumpster and had a stick.
Did you find
trying to scoop it out? This old man starts helping me and I finally got it out, but it was so disgusting. But I was like, this is my only hope.
Mine was like a single key on a ringlet, so there's like no, because it was my spare, so there's no way I could find it.
Poor chap, you and me need to get Mackenzie the thing like nurses have or janitors have where like it clips onto their belt and like the keys stay on there so it comes back like retractable.
Honestly, Christmas ideas or my birthday's in January. Seriously, that would be a great gift for me.
I threw away my retainer once.
Me too!
Oh, I did that at lunch.
In the napkin, and then I found it, and I deep cleaned it with hot water and put it back in my mouth.
My old retainer when I moved back from the West Coast.
That is so disgusting.
Mom wants to pass this down to you.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on radio now.
Hey, what's coming up in the tea?
What made Alec Baldwin super angry again? Plus, big breakup news.
It's time to pour this tea, stir this tea, and sip this tea. Let's get right into it.
Let's do this. Okay, this is a show I am so watching. Jenna Dewan is set to host a new dating show on Fox, and I'm into it. It's called Flirty Dancing, and it's based on a British dating show with the same name. Okay, so the show has its participants learn half of a dance routine. Then they meet their partners for the first time on a blind date where they perform the routine without saying a word to one another. So, Joe, like, I would feast eyes on you, and instead of talking, we just, like, dance. Like, we perform, we do our dance that we have learned.
Well, like most of my dating in the past, it would be over quickly then.
Awkward!
Yeah, it would not last.
The person will dance with two different partners, and then after the routines, they ask one of them on a second date. So basically, then you dance twice with people, and then it's all about dance, but it's also about love. I'm into it. All right. Cool. Cool concept. Well, I was so Team LC back in the day on the hills. Lauren Conrad, she's just a mom now. She and William Tell, they have one little boy, and now they just welcomed another son, Charlie Wolf. What a cute name. And here's LC talking about how she takes time.
You just adjust. I work from home most days, so I'm able to spend lots of time with Liam and just figure it out. I mean, you know, figure it out.
So she's a mama too now. The new baby weighed in at 8 pounds, 9 ounces, 20 inches long. Charlie Wolf Tell is the name. And I love that. Lauren Conrad, she's done so well for herself. You go, girl. Meg Ryan, John Mellencamp split after a huge blowout fight.
Define love.
Why?
Because every other word out of your mouth is love. And I'd like to know what it is, this magical ideal of yours. Define it.
Oh, man. Okay, so they got engaged almost a year ago. Sources say, like, last November, they've been planning to get married. Now, the engagement is off once again.
We're
so they keep
done.
Having massive blow-ups at each other, screaming in public. People are watching them. They first got together, like, a long time ago. I think they've been, like, before 2014, because that's the first time they broke up. They're that couple. They make up, they break up. They make up, they break up. So will they get married? I don't know.
I always find it interesting people that get divorced and get remarried to the same person.
And like I have been, you know, the process is so lengthy and awful. I can't imagine. It's like, if you're not sure, don't do it. New York City cracking down on fake tours operated. So basically, Alec Baldwin was duped into buying a bogus tour of the Statue of Liberty. And now the city is all up in arms and they're cracking down. Here, I would not want to mess with Alec Baldwin. Here he is going after a female paparazzi.
Yeah, see that blonde woman? I want to press charges against her.
Okay, have a seat.
She's the one I want to press charges against.
You want to press charges against her?
No, I'm angry. I'm Alec Baldwin. You're a little pig.
Very, very angry.
Little piggy taking a picture.
So Alec was really upset. He and his family were duped into buying the bogus tour tickets for the Statue of Liberty. And now he has contacted the mayor. And the mayor has done an expanded crackdown, saying this isn't right. The Statue of Liberty is an enduring symbol of the promise of America. And tourists have been taken for a ride. So he just made a call to the mayor. And it's being taken care of, but he was very
I wouldn't be
upset.
Mad, though, too, just because he's a celebrity. It's like, it does suck. I'm always worried about, you know where I'm always worried I'm getting scammed? People that try to park you at, like, events.
Oh, yeah, like, they're just taking your money.
I'm like, dude, please. That's a fire hydrant. I'm pretty sure I can't park in front of a that's cool, man. $20.
Cool.
$20. I'll
give you
a deal.
And they're never there, like, when you come back to get your car.
Because they're just walking around. They're not really the parking people. How many times have I fallen for that?
Duped.
Mackenzie with the T here on Joe and Mackenzie. Hey, we've got group therapy coming up next, and I believe we're going to be talking to Maddie. What's exactly going on with this?
Okay, so Maddie is getting single white femaled at work. That's how she described it.
What does that even mean?
There's a copycat. There's a chick at work that's like starting to dress like her, starting to talk like her, going to all the places that she goes, and she is eked out 100%. She needs her job, so she doesn't know what to do.
All right, group therapy with Maddie is coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie. Hey, good morning. Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now, and we do something called group therapy where we try our best, Mackenzie, just to help people out.
Yes, we do. We do what we can. Sometimes we help them. Sometimes we make things worse.
Yeah,
but we try.
That's what we're afraid of.
Yeah.
Let's see what we can do today, though, for Maddie. Hey, good morning, Maddie. You're on Joe and Mackenzie.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Wonderful. What can we try to help you with for group therapy?
Okay. So I've got a really weird situation at my work. So I work at an accounting firm downtown. It's a big one. I mean, so you'd think that most people would be professional adults, but I realized that that is not the case. So I've been here for 3 years, and things have been going fine. You know, I mean, things have been going well. It's not just fine, well. We just hired a new girl. She's from New York City, and she's supposed to be fantastic. I say supposed to be, because the thing is, it's really weird that she copies everything I do.
Like, what do you mean by copies everything?
Like, she dresses like me. Like, she dresses like me, and she now does her hair the same way that I do my hair. Like, it's so weird. People actually now are like, are you guys related? Do you guys know each other? Wow, was she hired because you guys know each other? I'm like, no, it's just bizarre. So I'm like, okay. I mean, so yesterday I go down to Panera. She's like, oh my gosh, I just have to have Panera. I was like, okay, chill out. And then on Monday, last Monday, I brought a turkey sub from Subway in because we had had it all, you know, on Sunday, and I brought it in. And on Tuesday, guess what she has? A turkey sub. Like, I was like, and she's just like looking at me, like smiling. I'm like, I mean, at first I thought it was annoying, but I mean, now it's bizarre. Like, I thought, I mean, at the very beginning, I thought she was really nice, and I'm like, she's going to be a friend. I mean, she was like asking me all these things. She was like, where do you go in town? What's the best places? I mean, she's new in town. You know, she's like, what's the best places to shop? Where do you get your nails done? Where's your salon? You know, I just thought, like, I'm being helpful, and I'm thinking, ooh, maybe, you know, a new friend. We can go out. We can do stuff. And now I feel like she was, like, taking all this down and writing a little notebook and then going home at night and checking off one by one all the things she was going to be like me.
That's it's so really creepy. I like that you said you were being single white female. This has actually happened to me, and it's so funny because when you complain about it, people are like, that's flattering. Someone thinks someone wants to be just like you, but it's creepy when someone starts.
It's totally weird. It's really weird. And I'm tired of people saying that. People have said that. They're like, she's just new in town. Give her a break. You know, she just wants to know, and she's just, It's flattering. She obviously likes your hair. And someone actually said to me, you know how many people pretended to have the Rachel haircut? I was like, oh my God, I'm not Rachel, like, from Friends.
Well,
like,
here's what I wanted to say, Maddie, and I'm not trying to poo-poo it, saying that, like, oh, you're making it up or you're paranoid or crazy, but in reality, there's only so many haircuts people can have. In reality, there's only so many sandwiches at Subway. Do you really think that this is, and I don't mean to be insulting, but do you really think she's trying to be just like you? Like, are you, is anybody really that special to be copied?
Yes.
It's not about that.
I don't think so.
But yes. I mean, I get that, but she's like, it's way too coincidental. Like, I'm sorry. Like, when I went to Panera, I got a sandwich. She got the exact same sandwich. Like, when I go to Subway, she gets the exact same one. It's one thing to be like, oh, I'm so glad to know Subway's in town. Great to know. But this is not it. This is like, I'm going to get the exact same thing. And yes, there are so many hairstyles, but like, she came in when she started her job with one hairstyle, and then she decided to get something pretty different one day. Like, and that happens to look exactly like me.
I have an idea.
It's weird.
You need to test this theory. You need to get your nails some crazy, like, neon crazy color. You need to just start doing outlandish things to see if she'll copy that.
You know, legit.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
You need to go one step further than Mackenzie suggested. You need to shave your head.
Yeah, right.
And if she shaves her head, then you know something's up.
Or, like, start wearing a specific
accessory. I'm absolutely not shaving my head, but
accessory.
I will go crazy with my nails.
Yeah,
I don't care. That
go
is totally
crazy
fine.
With your nails.
I could do that.
Start wearing some crazy accessory that you're trying to make a trend and see if she'll start, like, wearing that on the daily. Just do random things so you can prove your point.
833-563-2539. Two questions here for group therapy. We're trying to help out Maddie. First of all, do you think she is being, what is it called, single white female?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And has anybody else had this happen to them? I don't think anything is happening, but I don't want to be insulting. Hold on. I think we already got somebody. What's up, Dan? How you doing?
I'm doing good, Joe. How are you?
I'm just trying to understand what's going on with Maddie here. You got any advice, or maybe you went through something similar?
I have a hypothesis, sir.
What's that?
So I think that because she's from New York, she's new to your city, she must have saw you, thought you were cool, and she's just idolizing you, but wants to be your friend.
Aww.
Yeah, but that could be, but except, you know, you don't creep somebody out if you want to be their friend. Like, that would be like if she was in New York, if she suddenly started following me on the subway. Like, I would be like, get away from you, weirdo. Like,
yeah.
That's it.
All right. Well, I think that's a decent idea, Dan. Maybe you got a point there. Hey, if you can hang on, Maddie, we're going to get some more calls, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. 833-563-2539. We're doing group therapy this morning here on Joe and Mackenzie. And Maddie says, oh, I'm being single white female. This girl does literally everything I do.
And it's just more annoying than anything. We got to help her out.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
We are looking for anyone that has been Single white female. I got to be honest, I never heard of this before. Can this only happen to single white females?
No, it's a movie. It's a movie back in the day with Bridget Fonda. And basically this Jennifer Jason Leigh copies her and gets her hair cut like really short and red and then like seduces her boyfriend, wants her life, and then tries to like murder her. It's like, and then Minka Kelly remade it with The Roommate.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's like a girl. And girls, this has happened. I mean, you should, everyone's like, you should take it as flattery. And I think I totally get what she's saying. It is flattering, but it gets to a point where, like, okay, get your own life.
Well,
also.
And here's my thing, too. I'm not trying to poo-poo it, but 833-563-2539. Do people really have this happen? And I'm not saying,
yes.
And Maddie, I don't mean to be insulting. I'm not saying you're lying about this, but I guess, Mackenzie, I, first of all, never heard of the movie, but I've never heard of, like, oh my God, she's totally copying me, except for, like, when I was in third grade, like, he's copying me. So, like,
that's kind of the point.
It's like, it's exactly
it's
like that.
We're adults.
I'm trying to be inquisitive.
Like,
I'm trying to learn. That's my point.
It's
all right.
Exactly. I mean, I've had women, and I like to share, like, hey, girl, where'd you get that? Where'd you do that? And I'm happy to, like, share, oh, I found this or that. But then it gets to a point when they, you know, they start going to, like, all the people you go to and wearing the same things you do and showing up at the same, you know, it's
exactly.
Like, whoa, okay, simmer down.
You start to feel like you're being, like, stalked
yeah,
in a way.
A little bit.
It's like almost like it's because they're nice that they're like, oh, I'm not stalking you, you know, but you're like, but you are,
but
you know?
You kind of are.
All right, Anonymous,
kind of
you're on this morning, Anonymous, with Maddie. What do you think's going on here, Anonymous?
I think this chick is stalking her, and you guys
Thank
will
you.
Be doing a Murder Monday on her in a few weeks.
Oh,
my
no!
God.
Wait, hold on. How long has she
that
been?
That is a little freaky.
How long has she been working with you, Maddie? How long?
At this point, like 3 months.
Oh, you'd be dead by now. I don't think she's going to kill you.
How do you know that, Joe?
Well, I'm just saying, thank you, Anonymous, for the call. You think somebody would be that obsessed that they're going to wait that long to do it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think at least.
Then how do you know, Mackenzie?
I would think.
Let
I
me
don't
turn
know.
The tables on you.
I don't think all right off the bat. I think she needs to get more stuff from Maddie.
All right, let's go to Amber this morning. Amber, you're also on with Maddie. What did you want to say for group therapy?
Good morning. Maddie, I just wanted to say you should ask her some of the things that she likes to see if she has her own opinions. Then maybe try to do some of those things to show her, like, oh, it's okay to not be like me.
That's a really interesting point of view. I never, ever thought about that.
Hey, Amber, thank you for calling in.
I'm going to try that.
That actually sounds like a really good idea.
Maddie, do you talk to this chick or you try to avoid her?
Well, at this point, I try to avoid her because it's freaking weird. But, like,
yeah.
But actually, I think that's a great idea. Like, I'm going to be like, so what was your life like in New York? You know, like, what did you do? I'm totally going to try that. I'm totally going
to. All right, let's go to Brooke this morning. Hey, Brooke, can you kind of understand what's going on with Maddie?
Absolutely. I still have a girl in my life who is the same way, and it's been like that for about 10 years.
Hey, Brooke,
oh
make sure you talk all the way in your phone or don't cover it up. You're kind of muffled.
10 years, Brooke has had kind of a copycat. Have you addressed this, like, hey, could you stop copying everything I do?
Yeah, it got to the point she even got the same car, same color as me.
It's
awful. And she had to, like, leave the state to find that car. And that color.
Have people said, don't complain. She's just like, you know, it's flattering. It's just, imitation is flattery.
Yeah, my mom said it all the time. And I said, it's freaking me out. She even found a guy and married him, same exact, like, years older than my guy was to her. It was
weird. That's scary. That's so scary. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's sweet. I just don't think she's secure enough in herself to make her own decisions, and she likes my life, so she goes with that.
Maybe she just really likes your taste, though. I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying you're wrong, but...
It's just because Joe's never had anyone single white female him.
No, one day...
Or copycat him.
One day I hope I have taken married bearded man. I hope that happens to me. Let's wrap it up with Amy this morning. Amy, thank you for calling in for group therapy here on Joe Mackenzie.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to tell you, Joe, that, yeah, it does happen. I had an ex-friend that did it to me, and it went so far as to she was sleeping with my children's dad behind my back.
And
I found out and asked her why, her response was, because I want to be you and I want your life.
I'm telling you, this happens.
I with her and ask her what's going on politely as possible, but it definitely happens.
Wow.
What a sociopath. So how did that play out?
I didn't talk to her again after that. I was done. I've not talked to her since.
Did she dump the guy?
Oh, yeah. We weren't together anymore.
Oh, okay.
But is she with the guy that you used to be with?
Is she? No.
Okay. No, like, that would be so
crazy.
Weird.
She found out she was crazy and ended it, too.
All right. Amy, thank you for calling
in. I think the talented Mr. Ripley also. Do you remember that with Jude Law, Matt Damon?
Yes.
He kind of wanted to, like, his life. People are weird like that.
So
this is creepy.
I don't know if we got you any resolution here, Maddie, but I guess maybe you're not alone. Maybe you just need to, like we said, shave your head.
Do outlandish things and see if she copies, and then I would call her out on it.
I mean, at this point, hearing some of those stories, I think I need to get this in the butt somehow.
Better just get a new job. That should be easy, right?
Oh, yeah. No, thanks. I like my job.
Hey, Maddie, thank you for hitting us up for group therapy. If you ever want to be on it, got something you need help with or want advice from everybody listening, you can slide into our DMs. It's Joe and Mackenzie. All right. Do you have a favorite child, Mackenzie?
I certainly do.
Well, to be fair, you only have one child, right?
Lucy is my one, and she is my favorite. Yeah, so this is really interesting. Jamie Presley, remember from she's a famous actress, really pretty blonde.
Yeah.
She's talking about that she does, in fact, have a favorite kid.
All right, parents, you can be anonymous if need be, but call in. Do you have a favorite child? And if so, like, what child is it and why?
And is it, or give us your opinion, is it okay to have a fave? Is that okay, or should you never?
Of course it is. Joan McKenzie on Radio Now, and we're kind of wondering, do you have a favorite child? And the answer is, of course, everybody does.
You think? This is really interesting. So, my name is Earl. Kind of brought her to fame. Jamie Presley. She's been in a lot of stuff, though. So, she just went on the record. She admits her oldest son, Desi, is 12, is her favorite kid. She's like, that's right. I said it. And she said, every parent has a favorite kid. They just won't admit it. And so, I certainly have a favorite child. It's my Lucy. It's easy for me to say because I have one child.
All right. I don't know how this will go. I'm going to call my mom up real quick on speakerphone.
Okay.
She'll probably swear, so get ready to dump.
Is she awake?
I don't know. She's got weird hours. She's probably sleeping.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, you're live on the radio right now, Mom, in Indy and Houston. I just have a question. I need you to answer it as honestly as possible. Can you do that?
Yeah.
All right, no swearing either. Okay, sorry to wake you. Who's your favorite child? Is it me or Bob?
Can't answer that.
You have to. You have to give an answer. It's fine either way. Just remember, I will not put you in a retirement home.
No, I love you both.
No, oh, you have to. I didn't say do you not love one. I said who do you like more? Of course you love us. You gave birth to us. Is it me or Bob? I need an answer right now because I got to hang up.
I can't answer that.
If she can't answer that, that means it's your brother Bob.
I think you're right about that.
You know?
Thanks, Mom. That's all I needed to know.
That's not true.
Love you, Mama Joe.
Bye.
I love you.
Bye. Aw, she's so cute.
My mom loves my brother more than me. I just had to find out in front of thousands of people.
That's a good point, though. Liv, do you think your parents would say, pick between you and your sisters?
They would never, but we all know who the favorites are. My mom's favorite is my sister, Emily, and my dad's favorite is me. And it's very obvious, very clear. We all know these things. We just live with it.
Interesting, yeah.
I mean, I love my brother, Bob. I don't want to talk crap, but my brother put my mom through so much hell, but she still loves him more than me. That's not even fair. Okay, fine. 833-563-2539. Let's go to George this morning. What up, George?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You got a favorite child?
I do, actually. It's my daughter. And the funny story is, like, when we first found out we were pregnant, she was pregnant with my daughter, I wasn't as excited. I never really wanted a girl. I was just terrified of having a girl. And then the moment she was born and I just held her, I just instantly started, like, tearing up, and I just instantly fell in love with her. And just ever since then, like, she's about to be three this actually next month.
Aww.
And I just, she's definitely my favorite. I mean, I don't tell anybody that because, you know, I don't want my kids to be like, oh, like, yeah, that's daddy's favorite. But
I wonder if that'll change George in 10 years when she's 13 and she hates you.
How many kids do you have? Do you have boys then, I assume?
I have four kids. I have two boys and two girls.
Oh, but one of the girls is your fave.
Yes, she's definitely my favorite.
All
but
right.
Actually, both girls are high on that list. So,
so one and two, and then three and four.
All right, George, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's go to Andrea real quick. What's up, Andrea? What do you want to say?
So I don't have children myself, but recently, we got into a big conversation between my sisters and my parents and I, and it was pretty funny. So we all knew that my sister Kelly is my dad's favorite. Like, that wasn't even a question. But then we were trying to get my mom to say whether my oldest sister or myself, whether we were my mom's favorite. So now we, like, go back and forth and tag each other in memes and say, yeah, because I'm mom's favorite. So it's kind of funny with that. But then we went even deeper and talked about favorite grandchildren or my nieces and nephews. And my sisters straight up said, oh, my favorite is Chrissy. Oh, my favorite is Hayden. So, like, they all have favorites. And
wow.
I'm like, I don't want to have a favorite when I have children, but I guess it's just bound to happen.
It comes down to, like, what are you going to give me? Like, hearing this from my mom, I'm going to call my grandma in a second. And if I'm not her favorite grandchild, I'm not even trying anymore.
You know, Kris Jenner said her favorite used to be Kim, and now it's Kylie.
Of course. It's follow the money.
Cha-ching!
Yeah, no kidding. Kayla, you're on Joe McKenzie. You got a favorite kid?
I have both of my kiddos in the car with me right now. I have a 10-year-old and a 2-year-old. And my 10-year-old's listening to you guys, and I'm just thinking to myself, of course I don't have a favorite kid, but my 10-year-old looks at me and goes, huh, you better.
What's your 10-year-old? What are your kids' names, both of them?
My 10-year-old is Quentin, and my 2-year-old is Kiera.
Aww.
Well, Quentin can be for a while. The 2-year-old doesn't realize this.
Shout out to Quentin.
Totally the 10-year-old.
And Kiera, though. Aw, those are cool names.
Thank you for calling in. Let's wrap things up this morning with Jessica, who's our favorite caller of the day. I don't know, Jessica, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Just trying to figure out if you got a favorite child.
Well, I only have one child, so, I mean, I guess she's my favorite. But I was wanting to call in on the opposite end of the spectrum. As a child, my brother was my mom's favorite, and she made it abundantly clear. So I feel like sometimes it's natural for parents to gravitate towards one child. I feel like it's also super important for your other children not to know that, because it really drove me insane. It really hurt my feelings when my brother could get away with everything and he was basically the saint and I was like Cinderella in the house.
What's your brother's name?
His name is Tommy.
Hey, Tommy, why don't you tell your sister Jessica you're sorry?
We think Jessica
he
rocks.
He likes to make funny little jokes about it, how he's the favorite, but, you know, when it comes down to taking care of my mom, he'll put her in a nursing home.
Shots fired by Jessica this morning. Well, my mom, for sure. I mean, I was going to help pay for the nursing home, but good luck. You figure out what you can do now.
Whoa, Joe. See, Joe will carry this with him. He's, like, really
hurt
now.
I am.
Your mom did not say.
My dad's already passed on, and now my mom, I don't even know who she is. All alone. If you'd like to be my mom this holiday season, hit us up. Joan McKenzie. You can send us a DM. All right. Live the Web Girl. You sure this person doesn't listen to the show? I guess you saw something yesterday. I feel awkward if we talk about this, if this person actually listens to the show.
I mean, I have no idea if this person listens to the show or not, but either way, they're not going to know it's about them, I don't think.
Okay, I guess Liv the Web Girl saw something when she was in line the other day, and did you or did you not say something to the woman?
I didn't. I couldn't.
Oh, you should have. You
I
totally
couldn't.
Should have. All right, we're going to find out what happened with that coming up next here on Joe and McKenzie, and get your thoughts, 833-563-2539. Then after that, we're going to hook you up with Toy Story 4. Is it a kid's toy or is it an adult toy?
This is going to be fun.
Hey, I promise if you hang out less than 10 minutes from now, you could be winning Toy Story 4 here on Joe and McKenzie. Liv the Web Girl didn't say something, and from what I've heard so far, I feel like you had to have spoken up and you didn't.
But what would you say?
Okay, I don't know. Explain. Sorry, this is a little inside. What happened? Yeah.
Okay, so I was in Panera yesterday picking up my order, and I was in there for a while, and there was this woman who was also in there for a while waiting to pick up her order, and she had black leggings on. You know, like, I'm literally wearing black leggings, like, right now. So, just regular black leggings. And they were totally see-through.
Oh, no.
And you could see her thong. Like, you could see everything in the back. And I felt so bad because I guarantee you she had no idea. Because, one, like, what person would walk out of the house with see-through leggings on where you can see, like, your pink thong?
Maybe
like,
that
no
butt looks good.
That.
So you could see the color of her underwear?
I could tell. Yes, uh-oh. I could see her pink thong. Like, it was that see-through. And this has happened to me before. Like, I've been at, like, my parents' house. My sister's, like, like, oh my gosh, like your leggings are see-through. And like, there just comes a certain time when you have like just regular cotton leggings after it's been washed so many times, they just kind of become see-through and they just like thin out.
Or
kind
of quality, of course.
Why does this never happen, by the way? My wife always wants me to go to Panera and I say no. Like, I'm going to start going to Panera.
But yeah, so I did not say anything and it was so awkward and it was so uncomfortable. And I know that everyone else could see it, but I'm just like, I don't like confrontation and I just feel so uncomfortable in those situations to where I think it's better to say nothing. So then I went back to work at my job and my coworker was like, I told her about it. She's like, did you say something to her? I was like, no. And she's like, that is so mortifying. She's going to walk around all day and have no idea that this is happening. Like, you have to say something to her. Like, as a fellow woman, like, you got to have, like, each other's backs. Like, say something. It's the same thing that if I had food in my teeth, you should tell me instead of me walking around all day with spinach.
Right.
833-563-2539. Yeah, I agree. You need to say something. Mackenzie, if your booty was banging and I saw your thong, would you not want me to tell you? As a coworker, I'm not hitting on you as a dude, but wouldn't you want to know?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
That lady with anyone live?
No, she was just by herself.
Okay, because I was like, I feel like errands. It's her people's duty. But also, if she couldn't make it back home, what is she going to do?
She finds an excuse to go home. She has to. There's no option. Now, here's what I think. I think, and this is where I'm going to get like told I'm wrong because I already know coming out of my mouth it sounds bad. I think a guy should say something too, but then it's like, well, Joe, why are you even looking at her butt, you perv? It's like, well, it's just casual observations of things.
But no, I would definitely want you guys to tell. Well, yeah, of course. And why don't you tell me if I have food in my teeth or something with see-through? I actually wore the same situation, a black cotton turtleneck. So you think turtleneck, you're safe. And I'm on TV and I'm live. I did not realize, and no one said anything to me when they shined the light and they came to me, my top was totally see-through. Because sometimes black with like a light.
Right.
And I was mortified. I watched it back.
Do we
and
have video of this?
I was like, oh, but no one said anything. The cameraman did not say, hey, maybe hold something up. I can see your bra. And then it broadcast to thousands of people. No one said anything.
And here's the thing, too, is like, I'm a random stranger. So it's like different, I feel like, too, if Mackenzie was like, hey, girl, like, you know, you can see through.
I can see your nips.
Exactly. Like a coworker, a friend, someone that I know. But like, I just felt weird and like it wasn't my place. Like, I didn't want to embarrass her because in that moment, there was nothing she could do about it. So I'm like, I don't want to embarrass her like a stranger coming up to her in the middle of Panera and be like, hey.
What if it's flipped then, Liv?
It's see-through.
It's you and we got your booty hanging out and you're wearing your thong to thong, thong, thong.
I would want someone to tell me.
Okay, well then you should have told her, right? Let's go to... See? 833-563-2539. This is like therapy. We're answering our own questions.
Yes.
Keisha, thank you for calling in. If you got that booty, it's banging and we can see it through the pants. Do you want us to tell you?
First of all, I wouldn't be wearing those. But the lady who put those on, she knew that they were see-through in the beginning because you not only see the back, you see the front, too. So when she got dressed that morning, she knew that they were really big, and she knew what she was doing with that pink thong.
They you think
all
so?
The time, and you see it all the time. And they have different types of leggings that you can wear. They have the ones that you wear out in public that you don't see through that you can wear with a nice little shirt. And then they have those thinner ones that you're supposed to wear up under your skirt or dress or something just to cover your legs so that you're not cold or you don't see through your dress.
So
you know what she was doing.
Did she do it on purpose for the attention?
Yes, I think she did on purpose for the
attention. Keisha, where do women do this at? Like, what places?
Joe!
You see it at the grocery store. You see it at the mall.
He's, like, writing these down, girl.
These are all the places my wife wants me to go, and I always say no.
Dude, I just don't think she knew.
Keisha,
thank you. If you saw her... She just didn't know.
What'd she have up on top? Just like a t-shirt?
No, like she had like a kind of sweatshirt with like a big kind of turtleneck thing around her neck. It was like almost like a mock shirt. She was like an older woman.
Okay.
Like
interest lost.
I just do not think. She was older. It's not like she was like 60,
Joe
but
had
she
this
was
visualization
like,
of like a Victoria's Secret model. Like, oh, and her hot pink thong and black see-through leggings.
Lauren, good morning. What'd you want to say?
Hey, good morning. I was just going to say that I would definitely want someone to tell me if my pants were see-through, but I'm so mean that I would probably take a picture and send it to my best friend and be like, where are her friends?
You snap a pic? Honestly.
I would. I would get really sneaky, like on the DL, you know, act like I'm texting someone and then take a picture and
be like, where are her friends?
My friend, one of my friends used to do that, but not me. She would take pictures of hot guys like at Whole Foods and like sneak a pic.
See, Lauren.
No, I actually did this the other day at like some birthday party or something. There was some girl that was wearing some really short shorts.
Whoa.
And I took a picture and sent it to my friend and I was like, Lord, somebody needs to tell her something.
Aww.
But if Joe did that, he'd get arrested because he'd be creepy.
For sure. Definitely.
Yeah. Yes.
Get arrested for the second time. Hey, thank you, Lauren, for calling in to Joe and McKenzie.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
All right. It's time to play a game, which might be a one and done game here on the show. McKenzie?
Yes.
Is it a kid's toy or is it an adult toy?
It's going to be harder to decipher than you think.
Did you really have to say harder? Your chance to win Toy Story 4 is about to happen here on Joe McKenzie.
Now, I want to say, maybe earmuffs for the kiddos, because we have some adult content.
Yeah, it's questionable. I mean, it's a simple game.
Half of it is.
Let's explain the game. It's called...
Okay. It's called Kid or Adult Toy. So basically, we're going to give you the name of something. You simply have to tell us if this is a kid's toy or this one is made for adults. And you got to get two out of the three correct. If you do, we are hooking you up with Toy Story 4.
All right, let's get someone to play the game. Claudia, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How about y'all?
Wonderful. Just trying to hook you up with Toy Story 4 this morning. I hear it's a great movie. I have not got a chance to watch it yet.
Yes, it's my son's favorite movie.
Okay, so Claudia, we're going to give you names of toys. You have to tell us if this is actually a kid's toy or an adult toy, and these are legit. We didn't make these up.
Okay.
Come on, Claudia. Okay, Claudia. Don't be so shy. Two out of three right, and you're going to win.
Okay, here we go. Ready? Your first toy, you just have to say, kid or adult, the shape-shifting Punisher.
A kid's toy?
That is correct.
It is a kid's toy.
Nice.
It's from the Punisher movie series.
Okay, here we go. Number two, the evil stick.
Adult toy?
That's actually a kid's toy.
The evil stick is a kid's toy. Go get mommy her evil stick now. Mommy, what are you doing with the evil stick?
The chicken like tingle my
pants.
Do they
not have like a whole process they go through like, hey,
oh my God,
we need to check this out to make sure it sounds okay.
Okay.
So if I got this right, she's one for
one
two.
One.
She's got to get this next one right.
Okay, you ready, girl?
Yes.
Okay. Symphony wand.
Kids toy?
Oh,
that's
no.
An adult toy. Oh. Dang it. All right. We got to continue to play. Sorry,
Claude. Thank you, Claudia. Your poor kid.
Okay.
Brittany, how's your day going?
Going pretty good.
All right, we are
Brittany.
Playing adult or kid toy. Do you understand how this works?
I do.
Okay, she sounds very
She's
confident.
She's like all business.
She's
Sorry,
like, get
Brent.
To it. I know them all.
Brittany, are you ready?
I'm ready.
This one is courtesy of Joe.
Whoa. You don't got to put names behind them.
The two-finger squirter.
I'm going to say kids because it sounds like a squirt gun.
That is correct.
Okay. And on the record show, I gave you a kid's toy. Let's see what McKenzie gives you this morning. You get this next one right, you win Toy Story 4.
Okay, you
which
ready?
I'm sure they love the game we came up with.
Here we go. The squeal and go.
Kid's toy.
That's an adult toy.
Wee.
Okay, one more. You got to get this. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
The Tanga Flip.
Adult toy?
That is correct!
Yay!
Yeah,
Brittany!
Yes! Yay! I'm just adding that to my cart. Okay!
We're buzzing with excitement for you!
Brittany, congratulations! Congratulations. You have won Toy Story 4.
Awesome. Woo-hoo! I'm so excited.
Tougher than you would think this game, eh?
I don't know. Brittany's like, all right, let's do this. I got the full list in front of me. Now listen. We won't do this game tomorrow, but we will do something. Another chance to win Toy Story 4 is coming up around this time tomorrow here on Joe and Mackenzie. What's coming up in the tea?
Well, wow, major allegations against Matt Lauer. Plus, Lil' Kim is taking on PETA.
Does it even involve...
Yes.
Really? Oh, whoops, sorry.
You like that button way too much.
Now I feel awkward.
Time to pour this tea, stir this tea, and sip this tea. Let's get right into it.
Oh, let's do this. We are spilling the tea. Wow, Matt Lauer. This is insane. Okay, so Ronan Farrow has a new book. It's called Catch and Kill. It drops on Tuesday. Now, in it, Farrow reveals the identity of the woman who has the allegations against Matt Lauer that led to his 2017 firing from the Today Show. Her name is Brooke Nevels. She's a former NBC News employee. She did an interview with Farrow in the book. She alleges that she was anally raped by Matt Lauer during the 2014 Sochi Olympics.
Jeez.
Now, Nevels says that she was there to work. She joined Meredith Vieira and Matt Lauer one evening at a hotel bar. She consumed 6 shots of vodka. Nevels went to his room to get her press credentials. She said that Lauer had playfully taken away. And then she claims that she was forced onto the bed, turned onto her stomach, asked if she enjoyed flipping pancakes. She declined several times. And then Matt Lauer had his way with her. Now, Matt, this is the latest, has responded with an open letter. He says he's done being silent. He says, for 2 years, the women with whom I had extramarital relationships have abandoned shared responsibility. They've been hiding behind my silence and not taking their share of the blame. To avoid their husband's boyfriend saying that they cheated as well. So he goes on to say that, yes, we engaged in a variety of sexual acts. We performed oral sex on each other. And then he goes into detail about what else happened. But he says everything was mutual and completely consensual. The only concern that she has, he's claiming, is that she didn't want to be seen leaving his room. Then Matt Lauer goes on to say that she would go out of her way to see him several times in at work, in his dressing room. This is beyond the Sochi trip. That they had many, many sexual encounters that were all completely mutual and consensual. So now he's basically slamming the victim who's saying that she was raped by Matt Lauer.
There's always two sides to a story, but then I also have the belief that if there's smoke... like, there might be fire. Like, if one person says something, okay. But it's like, if that person says something, somebody else is like, dude, what's going on here?
Absolutely.
And how long was this going on for?
Exactly. So that's the latest. I will keep you updated. Matt Lauer's open letter just came out. I can just imagine. I mean, his wife obviously divorced him, but his daughters. You know, it's just, there's so many people involved. This is incredible that it's all coming out now. Joaquin Phoenix, switching gears a little bit, says he is already thinking about Joker sequel.
I wouldn't have thought this is my dream role. But now, honestly, I can't stop thinking about it, about is there something else with Joker that might be interesting?
I think definitely Joker is killing it at the box office. I actually want to go this weekend to check it out. Joaquin Phoenix, they're saying he might get an Oscar for the role. He's absolutely outstanding in it. So very cool. We're moving on to Lil' Kim, who's responding to PETA protesters saying they are way too aggressive.
Let me explain this, right? I do not mind protesting. I think that, you know, you should definitely stand up for your right. And I love animals. I've had 7 dogs my whole life. I love cats, but I'm allergic to them. However, you do not take things into your own hand, and you do not get aggressive. You do not jump into anyone's space. Peaceful protests mean more than anything. Trust me.
This stemmed from when she was in New York City and anti-fur protesters were up in her face screaming at her to stop wearing fur. Woody Harrelson, one of my favorite dudes, he was over on Ellen, admits he only smokes the best and the strongest.
Now, I heard that a lot of your castmates are saying that it's dangerous to smoke the marijuana that you travel with because it's very, very strong.
I've had a lot of people say that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, you don't want to half step, you know.
Right.
Man, that guy, I love him even more now.
He's so chill all the time, and now we know why.
I need that Woody Harrelson.
Yes.
Mackenzie with the T here on Joe and Mackenzie. What side do you pick when the breakup happens? Whether it's a marriage or just like somebody that was dating. I mean, you got to pick a side, right?
Do you have to? That's the question. I mean, when you split with someone, do you have to pick a side? You can't be friends with both, or can you?
It's impossible. 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you about that next here on Joe and Mackenzie. Show. I don't know how you've been listening, but not our current boss, but our old boss, like, would not let us play legit the hype horn.
It really bothered Joe. So
oh,
now
it did.
He likes to overuse the hype horn. I enjoy it. I love it. I never get sick of it.
Yeah, yeah. We got the hype horn on the show. That's all I got. Okay, I just had to play.
We should do that for everyone when they arrive hype at horn. Work, because it takes so much just to get to work.
By the way, if you ever want to hear the hype horn, you just say, hey, yo, Joe, can I have my hype horn?
I got you.
I got a few things. I'm gonna make options available. If you're like, yo, Joe, can you do the cow moo?
I feel like hype horn is so much better.
I could do that. Or be like, yo, Joe, I need a little whipping. We got you. It is Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now in 833-563-2539 number. 2539 is our phone number. And I don't know, Mackenzie, how you can say that you can be friends with two people like you pick both sides after a breakup. Because when a marriage ends or a friendship ends or just anything, you have to pick a side. You can't be friends with both people. In theory, that sounds wonderful, but you know that never works.
And I hate it. Okay, so obviously my relationship ended, and I've been shocked at the people that I thought were definitely like kind of both of our friends that have kind of taken sides. And I understand you kind of your alliances to the who you were friends with first. I get that. But at the same time, like all my girlfriends are still super, super kind and friendly to my ex, as they always will be, because everyone's known each other for a long time. But my question is, do you always have to pick a side? Because it kind of breaks my heart. Like, you know, what happens between two people in a relationship is what happens between them. And you don't know both people's sides. You're hearing only one side of the situation.
And what's so shocking for me too, which is like what you're going through, is that you all were together for like almost two decades. Like, you guys were together for a long, long time.
Yeah, since I was 11.
Exactly. So the fact that you guys have anyone that's picking sides between you or acting like unkind to you when they've known you for so long is just shocking to me.
Yeah, it's really disheartening. I mean, it's really sad. But, you know, it's interesting. You kind of find out who people's character comes out when things like that happen. And you're like, okay, I mean, you just have to take it and move forward. But I would never want any of my friends that have been friends with both of us to be unkind to him, because that's not who they are. They would never be like that.
These are all theories, though. What's an actual practical thing that has happened for you? Maybe you went through this, or maybe you've been on that side where you picked a side, you had to, or maybe did anybody actually, if you're a unicorn out there, did you actually be friends with people on both sides? Because I'm sorry, that doesn't happen. There's no way that actually happens.
I mean, I get you don't want to see your friend hurt, and if they're obviously bad-mouthing the other person the entire time, that you're going to feel like you want to have their back. I get that, but at the same token, you don't have to be, totally pick one side and be mean to the other person.
It's ride or die. Like, even if, like, for example, you and me, Mackenzie, we're the power couple. We're married. We have beautiful children one day. That's what it is. And Porkchop's our friend. Originally, he was your friend first.
Right.
I feel like when we end up breaking up and it's public headlines and the world's like, oh my gosh, Joe and Mackenzie broke up.
Right.
He's got to go with you. He was originally with you.
Yeah, Nancy, when you say it that way, I get
you have to be like the OG rider from the jump.
So
that's what it is. Even if you cheated on me, like, shame on Mackenzie. How could she cheat on her amazing husband, Joe? He's so hot and rich. That's just the case. Like, he's got to be on your side.
Yeah, no, that's true. But they don't know. I mean, what if you were, like, screaming at me every night? You were horrible, making my life miserable. They don't know the other end of the story at all. But I get what you're saying. So maybe you do find out who your ride or dies are. Maybe it is impossible. You have to pick a side. I don't know.
Hey, 833-563-2539. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Kelly.
Kelly, what do you think? Are you picking a side on a breakup, or what are you doing?
So what I've experienced is that when I got divorced, our friends decided to not be friends with either one of us anymore.
Oh, really?
Ouch.
Well, that's one way to handle it.
That's a one I didn't even know was an option.
That's sad. Did you make new friends, or were you just like, okay?
Yeah, just kind of let it go.
Yeah. I mean, what can you do? I feel like when you are adults, it's so hard to maintain friendships. You have to put energy into it, and you have to set times to hang out. And it's just like, I have two best friends, and I have a new best friend. So I have like, but that's it. I would rather have just quality over quantity for sure.
See, I barely even have energy to take a nap, let alone do anything else. Thank you, Kelly, for calling in. Let's go to Laura this morning at 833-563-2539. Laura, did you pick a side after a breakup?
No, I mean, I'm always loyal to my girlfriend, but when you have kids and they have kids and the kids are still friends, I think you're friends with both sides, and you try to, you know, put that aside for the sake of, you know, being a human toward each other instead of picking sides in their marriage or the failing of their marriage.
Now, I will say it has been an issue. If they should probably, so if it's your girlfriend, say it's my girlfriend, before she invites the next somewhere, I feel like they definitely should run it by you as a courtesy, you know, if you're going to be there, that type of thing. Like, I get that. So I feel like that's important.
I appreciate your call, but I have to respectfully disagree with you. I think that you need to, like, tell the kids, like, yo, we have to pick sides here. We can't be friends with both people.
No.
Are you on this team or that team?
There's no teams.
All right. Yes, there is. Everything's about winning and losing in life, guys. Come on. Laura, I'm just giving you a hard time. Thank you for calling in this morning to Joe McKenzie. All right. Dumb people, boy, do we love them because, well, they do dumb things. And this is amazing. What did Granny do? Yeah, Grandma's involved with this one. Granny gone bad. What went down at the bingo hall?
Uh-oh.
You're about to find out coming up in a couple of songs here with your Dummy of the Day on Joe McKenzie.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Well, you know, when bad stuff happens, it usually comes out of Pork Chop's home state, and that would be New Jersey. But Granny has gone wild. Two women were busted for cheating at church bingo.
What?
Yeah, we were in the Lord's house playing a friendly game of bingo, and Gladys here apparently had to win it all. She was playing bingo for the devil.
B16!
Yeah. How about Hell for Life? That's what you're getting. The two players actually taped a called number onto their card to claim a bingo win. So maybe it was like B2, and they had like B8. They put the B2 in that spot and tried to win to get bingo at the church. A 70-year-old woman and a 38-year-old woman said that they had the winning card with a prize of nearly $200. But a church volunteer noticed that, well, one of the women's winning number had been taped over the number on the card. The women were charged with improper behavior under a local ordinance. A parish official says it's the first issue in 20-plus years of bingo games at the church. How bad is it that you are a grandma, an old lady, cheating at bingo in the Lord's house?
I know. Oh, it doesn't get much worse than that.
Dude, he's going to strike her down. You know her hip's going to break or something. Aww. That right there is your dummy.
I wish that upon her.
Is your dummy of the day.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmckenzie.com.
Nearly half of adults have not done this in 5 years. And at first when I was reading this article, I was like, wait a minute, that's a lot. But I'm like, you know what? I have done this in the past 5 years, but only like one or two times.
Oh, no. It's not like go to the dentist or something, is it?
No, it's even, like, to me, it's more depressing than that.
Flip of the pancakes?
The flip of the pancakes. Slap of the hiney.
Five years is a long time.
Mackenzie? No.
Right?
No,
I am. I'm like, Sister Mackenzie over here.
I'm waiting. No. None of those are right. But think about that. If you got a guess, 833-563-2539. I'll fill you in on what it is next here on Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. Hey, good morning. Hope you're having yourself a wonderful Thursday. It's Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now. The average American has not made a new friend, it says, in 5 years. That is insanely sad that the average American has not made a new friend in that amount of time. A recent survey revealed that 45% of adults admit they find it hard to make new friends. In fact, as mentioned, the average adult has not made a new friend in the last 5 years. It went on to say that about 2 in 5 adults said they have trouble making friends because of introversion, you know, like they're kind of introverted, or shyness. That makes sense. A third of adults blame their lack of new friendships on their aversion to the bar scene. They're like, it was so much easier, you know, when I was younger to go to the bar, but now I don't like to do it anymore. Because that's where a lot of, they say, people meet friends and often go to socialize, and that's where it starts out. Other people also said that they just feel like circles have already been formed and there's no room for them in that group of friends. Now, I'm 33, and I totally feel like that. I have a group of friends still to this day of like 40 people, not embellishing at all, in Grand Rapids, Michigan, when I used to work in radio there. And that's where I met my wife. That are like brothers and sisters. We still do things together. We're still tight. And I met them from when I was like 21 to like 28.
When's your last, who's the last friend you made? And do you have any friends here? Not in Michigan.
I do have friends here. The
Chad.
Last. Yeah, I was going to say, the last friend I made was Chad, and I have
Chad.
To share him with Pork Chop.
Oh, who knew Chad first?
I have
first?
Half a friend.
You or Chops?
Oh, I did.
Oh, okay.
Now, Pork Chop's trying to get all up in there and take all I have.
You're one
Give
friend.
Give me half of my friend back. I want the full friend.
So I have my OG ride or die bestie, Sarah, that has been my best friend forever from high school. And then later in life, when I was pregnant, I became best friends with my friend Molly. So those are like the two closest girls. But I recently just made my third, because I just have like a really close group of girls that I really just, I'm always like quality over quantity, and her name's Sam. And actually, Samantha and I, we just became friends like a few months ago. And I have a new friend, Tammy, who I freaking adore and is hilarious. So I guess I've made new friends all throughout my life.
And it's just weird. I think you bring a good point up. It's about quality, not quantity. But like this past weekend, my wife and I went by ourselves to like a beer festival, and it was fun. And I got hammered, and I started talking to people. So they weren't my friends, but I felt like they were. And they were probably like, dude, you're lingering, leave. But it's weird. Like, I can't make any friends. Do I smell?
For me, no, you do not. For
Be
me,
honest.
Like when I find a cool girl, just like a down chick, I'm like, I love you. Because girls can be so and catty and just competitive. When I find an actual just amazing woman, I'm like, okay, I want to be your best friend. I mean, they're like unicorns, I swear, especially as you get older, because women in particular can just be very, very competitive, and it's sad. So when I just find awesome ladies, I'm like, yes, I want to be your best friend, girlfriend. I always say real queens adjust each other's crowns, and it's so true. And you realize that as you like get older. You do, you really do.
Will a dude adjust my crown then, please?
I will say, I hadn't moved away, I probably wouldn't have made like a new friend in the past 5 years, but I moved away. So I've made like a lot of new friends just because I moved away from where I went to college. Now, every single person I went to college with has stayed right where they are, basically, and they're still in the college town and they're still living the college life. And I guarantee you, none of them have made a new friend in the past 5 years. And if I was still there, I probably wouldn't have either, just because like we have a huge, massive group of people that have all been acquaintances, friends for like all throughout college.
Right. Don't you love those people? Because I have my West Coast. I just moved back from the West Coast and I still have my girl. Like we text every day, all day. And it's like those friends that you see that you haven't seen for months, but you feel like you talk to them and see them every day. And it's awesome. I love having friends in all different places.
How are people making these friends, like if you have made a friend
Joe.
In the past 5 years,
Joe's like, how do I make a friend besides Chad?
833-563-2539. I know I like Chad, but he's being pulled away by Pork Chop. Pork Chop, have you made any friends besides people that you've had benefits with?
Yeah, so I was Uber. I just heard what you said.
Do you have dude friends besides Chad?
Yeah, I do.
You and Chad aren't hooking up, right?
No, definitely not. I don't know. Yeah, no. I was going to say, I don't think Chad is into that.
And we have our mutual friend, Evan.
Yes. No, yeah. So.
But that's an old coworker you guys had.
He's a friend. He's more than that.
I was Uber driving, and I met these two guys, Luke and Kyle. They live in, you know, here, and they're just really cool. We were talking. I brought them like a 30-minute drive from where they were to downtown. And they were just really cool. We exchanged numbers. And next thing you know, they texted me. They're like, hey, we do this thing called Family Feud Trivia every Thursday night.
They're the ones we get to thank.
Yeah, so, so I go to the bar with them. And then I met all of their friends. And then, yeah,
everybody
would just
loves
hang out.
Chops. Like, Chops is just very social.
And
that's from Joe.
Even better. They just bought a house and they're looking for roommates, so I think I'm going to move in with them in December.
Whoa, that's like next level.
Yeah, and my rent would be like cut in half.
Wow. That's what just happened to me. I moved in with a friend that I made here. Now, Joe, you asked how do people make friends. How I made friends, a lot of them was working at different places. I've had, I think, 4 different jobs since I've lived here. Like, I worked at LA Fitness. I've worked at a restaurant. I was working at a daycare. Like, I've just worked in different jobs. And, like, that's how I've met a lot of the people that I have met. Now, I don't have, like, a ton of friends here, I'm going to be honest. But, and also just start dating someone. I started dating someone, and now, like, all their friends are my friends.
So, like, do you think I should date someone and tell my wife?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
All right. Starting tomorrow here on Joe McKenzie, we're going to have Friday Friends. It's where we take calls from you until one of you becomes our friend.
I think we should have a competition who can make the fastest friend and legit friend.
Without hooking up, Pork Chop. You cannot see them with their pants off.
No friends with Bennies.
Okay.
All right, well, Pork Chop's out. It's down to us three. It's going to do it for a Thursday here on Joe and McKenzie on Indies Radio Now 100.9. If you missed anything on the show, go to our website. I mean, guys, we're paying so much money a month to host this thing. It's such an amazing website. And we're blogging like crazy because, like, we have to put up 1,000 blogs or otherwise we get beaten with a whip. I'm not kidding. Please send help.
So painful. I'm the one that dominates on my blogs.
I blog, but I get like 2 hits.
No, I'm totally just kidding.
Guys, come on. Seriously, I'm tired of... You think of a big guy doesn't feel pain, but he does. That's joeandmckenzie.com and Twitter and Instagram, too. You can see a lot of cool stuff happening. It is Joe and McKenzie. A lot of Joe and McKenzie there. What do you got going on today?
Okay, so my little Lulu is on fall break like a lot of kiddos. So I have to rush to get her after we are done here so we can do some fun stuff together, take some time. We're going to go pick out pumpkins. Going to go get some pumpkins today because it's the weather's going to be awesome. It's going to be like 80 and mostly sunny tomorrow. Rain showers in 77.
I just thought of an idea for Box of Shame.
Oh no, what?
Pumpkin head. You have to run around the city with a pumpkin on your head.
I hope you lose. That would be good to do that.
I just thought
would
that.
Your head fit in a pumpkin?
Probably not. I'm so smart.
We
could use a squash for you guys.
Okay, so we're gonna do that, and then I promised her she wants to go and buy some makeup. So I promised her I'd take her and get some makeup.
Ooh, where are you going?
Wait, hold on. That's a topic. How old is she?
9.
Is your, like...
She just wants, like she's into this... Okay, if you have a little girl that's about that age, VSCO girls, they like Birkenstocks.
Yeah. No, I know exactly
like
what that is.
All
yeah.
the things. And so she wants... She has her CarMax. She just wants, like, Burt's Bees and a few other items. She has her shell necklace. She has her flat hydro flask. So she's just, like, it's a whole vibe she
Me
has going
Me and
on.
Your daughter have so much in common. I'm literally wearing Birkenstocks. Yeah. My hydro flask is on its way to deliver me.
Lulu almost came in here today.
So she's a
VSCO. It's like a thing.
Cisco.
It's a deal. A VSCO girl.
Yeah,
it's the
VSCO
hotness.
It's like VSCO is like kind of like a place to put your photos, but it's like not Instagram, and it's just like all of these like trendy young girls use it.
Literally, we went on a bike ride down the on the Monon yesterday, and she was yelling to people like passersby, "Save the turtles!
Throwing
VSCO girls!"
Okay, see, I thought it'd be cool if she was a Cisco girl.
No!
What? This could be a song of the day, by the way.
There's
okay.
no way her daughter knows who Cisco is.
No, it's you want to become the ultimate VSCO girl. This is like the hotness amongst her age right now.
All right, well.
And Liv.
Liv the web girl.
Liv's on the high end
it's
of that.
It's a wide
but...
spectrum. Yeah. What do you got going on today, Liv?
I am just going to try to unpack my apartment more, and I have to work at Cycle Bar tonight, and I have really exciting news. I passed my first Cycle Bar audition to become an instructor, which I'm so excited. I've been like working my butt off. And I will say too, I'm just so proud of myself because I feel like I'm in the best shape I have ever been in since I was like in high school and dancing like 6 days a week. And so I'm just feeling good and I want to keep it up. I want to keep
That's
up the
amazing.
Momentum.
Let's keep that up because I got invited. I'm going to go take hopefully soon one of Liv's classes and I'm going to go check out Cycle Bar for the first time. I got invited. I'm so pumped.
Nice. And Pork Chop, what do you got going on today?
I'm serving at the steakhouse tonight. I think I have to be there at 5 at Sullivan's. So
yum.
I'll be there just like maybe 5 to 9.
What's your favorite thing on the menu? Steak?
The Wagyu steak.
Ooh.
Of course, the high price items.
Mm. No, there's higher ones. Porterhouse is higher.
Than Wagyu beef?
That's crazy. Dang.
Yeah, the Porterhouse I think is like $80. The Wagyu's like $60.
Ooh, I like mine Oscar style.
Mmm. With a bed of asparagus, lump crab meat,
it's
and béarnaise.
So good. With the crab meat?
Yeah, I like mine with the bacon and blue cheese.
Oh, yum.
I like mine just plain. I just want my meat plain as is.
I like mine with the Heinz, like the ketchup.
Ew.
Ew.
What?
I'm kidding.
That is an insult to the chef.
I'm kidding. I love me a nice bloody steak. Hey, well, I'm going to Family Feud trivia tonight at the Brent Tavern.
Stop.
You're going without Chops?
I'm just messing with him. It's fun. No, I'm over it, but it sounds like a fun time. I'm just not going to be there.
I wish I was.
I'm going to go do some disc golf today. I'm going to try to find a new course where I don't feel like I'm going to get killed that Pork Chop took me to. Legit, I think we saw a homeless person sleeping by one of the holes.
Where'd we go?
Oh, my gosh. Our poor intern, Chloe, almost just got really quick. Chloe, what happened to you?
Homeless guy banged his fist on the hood of my car because I wouldn't buy juice from him.
Well, was it fresh squeezed?
It looked like Minute Maid.
That's just not bad. With pulp or no pulp.
He banged your fist on your car? I'm sorry.
All right, well, that's what happens if you don't get us the bang at the right location. See, we told you not to go to that one spot, but you went anyways. All right, well, hey, thank you for that. I'm glad you're alive. Any change?
No!
Okay, fine. You can keep it. Or give it to the homeless guy. All right, well, hey, we need to get out of here. So for myself, Joe McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop, let's say goodbye.
Bye! Bye.